Hi, good morning, class. I hope everyone's having a good morning so far. So today we're going to look at this book. The book is called A Ball for Daisy, and it's by Chris Roska. Now, this book is kind of crazy, and we're going to find out why it's crazy here in a few minutes. But first, I want to talk about this cover page. So Daisy, who do you think Daisy might be? Yeah, she's probably the dog, right? And we're talking about Daisy and a ball for Daisy. So let's open this book up. We're going to look at something that's a little crazy. All right. So this first page. Oh, my goodness. What do you notice? It's pictures, right? But is there any words? No, there's not. So who do you think is going to have to write the words? We are. Yes, we're going to have to look at the pictures and write the words to go with the pictures. So at this very first picture, we see Daisy. She's playing with the ball. She's playing with it upside down. She's playing with it running. She's playing with it on the couch. So what kind of words do you think we could put on here? So yeah, we could put Daisy playing with her ball, maybe on the couch, upside down, in the air. We can use any of those words. Let's move on to the next page. Ooh, what do you notice Daisy's doing with the ball now? What is she doing? She's sleeping with it. That would be the perfect words to go on that page. Oh my goodness, where is she taking the ball at now? You're right, she's taking it to the park. So we could put that Daisy got to take her ball to the park. You're so right. Oh, she's playing with her ball. But who is she playing with her ball with? Her owner. Yes, her and her owner are playing with the ball. Let's look at the next page. Oh no, where did the ball get stuck at? You are so right. It got stuck in the cage. How do you think Daisy's going to get it out? We don't know yet. You're so right. Look at Daisy's face right there. Does she look happy or sad? She does. She looks really sad. Why do you think? Oh, of course. It's because the ball got stuck. So do you think those words would work on this page? Right. We could say Daisy was sad because the ball was stuck. Oh, they got the ball out. But who's this playing with Daisy? It's another dog, right? Could we name the dog? Yes, we can, because we're writing the word to this page. So it looks like Daisy's playing with her new friend. But what happens to the ball? It gets popped. You are so correct. Do you think that's going to make Daisy and the other dog happy or sad? Sad. You were so right. Oh no, Daisy's making a very sad face. Oh no, now Daisy's very sad. What do you think she's gonna do with the ball? Okay, maybe throw it away because it's trash. Maybe, let's find out. Let's turn the page. Aw, her owner's gonna take her home. Look, she is just so sad that her ball was popped. Oh, she's sad all the way home. You are so correct. Oh, who's there to comfort her, though? Her owner. Her owner's comforting her. Oh, she falls asleep on the couch. You're so correct. Where are they going the next day? They go back to the park, right? Who do they run into? It's the other dog. And what does he have? Another ball. Isn't that sweet? That's just the sweetest. Aw, are they playing together or are they fighting over the ball? You're right, they're playing together. They're so happy playing together with the new ball. Aw, but when they go home, who takes the ball home? Daisy does, because it was a gift, right? The other dog gave Daisy the blue ball. Aw, is Daisy happy? Daisy is happy with the ball again. Oh, and that's the end of the story. Oh, that's so great, class. Can anyone tell me what we did with that story?